That sounds fucking terrible.
It's like retard music.
It's utter horseshit.
What did I say? It's bad.
This is dumb, retarded.
Because it's so bad.
It's obnoxious.
So very annoying.
Unlistenable.
That's bad. That's really bad.
That was so bad.
For the love of God, why the fuck are you listening to Shitty Song of the Week?
Hello, all you silly shitheads out there, and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week. I'm your host, Red, and I mean, I guess I can't do this by myself. Brandon's not here, Teresa's not here, so who else are we going to get? And that's going to be Mr. Jody B. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, you cocksucker?
And we got somebody else in the house tonight. That's going to be Mr. Delvin Cox. What's going on, Delvin?
Hey, what's up, you cocksucker?
Yeah, you actual cocksucker.
Actual. You got the Black and Tan podcast. Of course, Jody's black, I'm tan.
It's the Ebony and Ivory of Shitty Song of the Week over here.
I like this. Fun.
Before we get started, though, make sure to go over to shittysong.show where you'll find links to the social media, the Patreon, the voters poll, and everything else Shitty Song of the Week related. You can join the new Discord server. Go to Discord, type in Shitty Song of the Week, join, and you're there. You can hang out, suggest songs, all that kind of cool shit. So, yeah, shittysong.show.
There you go.
Tonight, we're doing something a little different tonight, fellas.
Yes.
Jody had put the idea out there to do a battle between two guests instead of me against him, me against Delvin, me against somebody else, or how like we normally do it.
Yeah.
It would be Delvin versus Jody B, and I'm just going to mediate and referee and
play the fucking music, you piece of
shit. Play the fucking music. Oh,
I want to take full credit for it. I believe Teresa had told me about this idea that she wanted to try this, to have guests come on like the regulars, come on and fucking butt heads a little bit, and you guys, instead of having to go full charge, you let us do a little bit of the fucking shucking jiving, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I love the idea. It seems like I'd like to slowly transition the show into that and that alone.
Yeah. Well, then you wouldn't get to bring your terrible taste of music into play anymore. You'd have to actually use songs that you find so that people could be like, oh, no. He listens to bad music. He knows.
Oh, no. See, I would jump in the mix every now and then and, you know, just have Jody B step in as the referee, and I would go against Delvin or whoever the else comes on. So I would still
agree. I'm always against everybody. I fight everybody. I don't have fucking allies, adversaries only when I come on podcast to argue about terrible music, Red.
Heard that. So in full tradition, the Ebony and Ivory of Shitty Song of the Week is here, so I guess it would only be right to do some rap music. Is that racist? I don't know if that is or not. It might be.
Pretty much.
It sounds racist.
It sounds the way it came, it didn't sound that way in my head, but the more I spoke it, the more racist it got. But I'm sorry.
Since you brought it up. Yeah, since you brought it up, Elvin, give me just a moment here. I didn't hear the addition of Pat Oates saying, I wonder if she can tell if I'm hard right now, added to the intro yet. So we're going to have to speed that up.
Oh, number you mean two, this?
And you're making me hard right now.
Part of it too.
I like it.
I'll get it in there.
So, Elvin, they did the, what was, fuck, it was a Boys to Men song that somebody brought
in? It was, I remember this episode. It was
Boys to Men versus the Poke song. The step back, you're dancing kind of close.
No, it was 112 versus whoever that is. It wasn't As Yet. Who was that?
The song where the guys are poking the girls with their wieners.
Next. Yes.
Yeah. It was 112 Cupid versus Next Too Close.
That's it. Yeah, yep, man. That's it.
You know what I want to do. At least we got a black guy here tonight to actually justify. That was a very wide episode of the podcast.
Very much so.
Guys, I think he texted me immediately. He goes, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I got so many hateful DMs from Delvin after that episode came out. Why the fuck was I not involved in this episode?
Yeah.
And all kinds of shit.
It was a Delvin message. So if we're going to do rap music, we only have to have, we have to have Delvin here now.
Right.
He's the ambassador of rap. Yes,
Brandon used to call him the token black guy of the show. So if he's the token black guy, then we have to do rap music every time he comes on, or R&B or something of the like. You know,
now that sounds racist. We could bring you on to do like country or something. You'd bring Darius Rucker.
Like I said famously on a episode of Shitty Song of the Week, who y'all gonna bring it? Mrs. Magenta?
Mr. Project can be the black guy next time. That's fine.
Yeah, you won't get Mr. Magenta, I promise. Aw. So yeah, we're gonna do rap music, and I guess pre-show, I guess we talked about. I guess Delvin's gonna go first. I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to define this as a rap song.
I got some shit to say about this,
Delvin. I hope that it's Dynamite Hack's cover of Boys in the Hood, because I just feel like that would make Delvin giggle so much.
I need to hear that.
I want it to be like a white person covering a rap song. That's going to be his major grievance.
I will say this. Originally, I was going to bring a cover of a song on, but I could not remember the artist who did it, because there's this cover of like a hip hop song that's recently been done, but I cannot remember the name of it. But if I remember the name of it, I'm bringing that song back.
Oh shit! Yeah, I love reverse hip hop covers are fucking dicey, man.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And it was done by a black artist. Nice. Like there's one that's done by like somebody like redid a Nelly song. I think it was Little Baby or somebody like that.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Couple of them like that though. There's a new thing in hip hop where these new artists are taking old songs like Missy songs, stuff like that, and redoing them for modern times. They are terrible.
They take the chorus hook and like part of the beat of like a Nelly song, let's say, and make their own song with the rest of it, but use the chorus and the beat of the song.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's a song on the radio right now that has 21 Savage in it. That is that. I'm trying to remember. I'm so caught off guard right now. If you'd have asked me fucking 10 minutes ago, I'd have told you the name of it.
Yeah, it's like NLE Chopper or somebody.
That might be who it is.
Yeah, I think that's who it is. Those are
terrible.
Yeah. But that's not what we're getting into tonight. What you've got on the table tonight is a song that I've listened to for years and years and years and years, and this artist happens to be one of my favorite rappers of my young adulthood.
Shit, Delvin, it's Keep It On The Low. Remember that song from the fucking 2000s? If you're playing me, keep it on the low.
Yes.
My heart can't. And 21 Savage comes in. He's like, 21. And then it's Eminem.
You know he's British?
Yeah, for sure.
Who is?
Absolutely.
21 Savage.
He got deported during COVID.
Like fucking 21 in Britain.
Yep. See, I always get him and Designer confused.
Same dude.
Yeah. Panda.
Yeah.
Anyway, you listen to this song a bunch then. I hope that you've listened to mine too, because I know that there's a soft spot for you for rap music. Like there's definitely
has
a window where rap creeps into your shit. So
yeah. I listen to mostly like old school rap now, but it wasn't old school rap then. But I listen to like NWA, fucking Scarface and 3-6 Mafia and shit like that growing up. That's what legendary shit. Yeah.
Is it not crazy that NWA is like golden oldies now? Like when I used to go to school, they played Beach Boys and shit on Cool 95, and it was like, here's the Everly Brothers and shit. And now like old rap music is NWA. Guys,
yes.
They play Nirvana on classic rock radio stations now.
They're playing a Sugar Hill Gang, and it's like Elvis. It's the same. This is shit might as well be in black and white.
Yeah.
I was listening to our oldies and hip-hop station. Well, not even oldies and hip-hop. It's oldies R&B station down here in Miami. It's called Hot 105.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And they play like old rap music now. And it's so weird because Hot 105 never played rap music at all. But because rap is now considered oldies, they're playing like popular old rap songs, like a lot of Puff Daddy stuff, a lot of 112 and
some Genuine.
Genuine, Biggie.
Like. See, whenever Scarface came out with that Tiny Desk concert a couple months ago, that shit pulled at my heartstrings, dude. Yeah.
The Juvenile one was great too.
Yes, it was.
Tiny Desk concerts are fucking fantastic. I haven't seen one yet that I hated. I saw T-Pain do it. T-Pain's a bad motherfucker. Like, Tiny Desk concert rules.
I agree.
I didn't bring a Tiny Desk concert song today. The person I didn't have one. Did your person have one?
No.
No.
That's too
bad. No, they do not. But, Delvin, you want to tell us a little bit about this? Because I'm ready to get into this.
Jody told me about his artist he was bringing.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that's great.
I gave him a clue. I just gave him the artist. I didn't say what song.
He didn't say the song.
Obviously, the genre is rap. Here's the person I'm bringing.
So I figured, since he's bringing, spoilers, a Southern artist, mm-hmm. I will also bring a Southern artist. And I figured, who else to bring to represent the South?
Bubba Sparks.
They're one of the biggest groups in the history of hip-hop. One of the biggest labels in 90s hip-hop. With the motherfucking Tank. No Limit.
Mm. No Limit Soldiers?
I thought yes. It was. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Make them say,
I know people saying in their head, who did Devil bring? Did he bring Master P? The legendary Master P?
Nope.
No.
I bet he's got some stinkers. Master P's wrote some pretty good songs, but a lot of filler on those old fucking mixtapes, dude.
That's true.
Yeah.
Did he bring people's favorite No Limit Soldier, C-Murder? No, I did not. Did he bring Mr. Magic?
Oh, shit.
No, I did not.
You went four string No Limit Soldiers, bro?
I went to the legendary song, the legendary duo of No Limit, Mystical and Silk the Shaka.
Okay, you brought Mystical for real? For real?
Yes.
Isn't Mystical in prison? Just to catch everybody up on Mr. Cow's up. He did some creepy shit. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Silk the Shocker is also in prison.
Oh, shit. Who the fuck is? That sounds racist.
The funny thing about this song is the fact. And
they sing it together in prison now. They're just like, remember when we wrote that song?
I brought this song for one reason and one reason only.
Yeah.
Because Silk the Shocker is the goddamn worst rapper ever. He is fucking awful.
Is it a stutter, Delvin? Is it a stutter, or has he got like ADHD where he fucking talks real fast?
No. Rhett,
what is it?
I want you to go down because we have this video up right now. It ain't my fault, Ship the Shocker. Go down and look at the first comment on this video.
Okay.
If you want to laugh.
I don't know if I've ever listened to Silk.
I think it's the first comment on it. It has to be the first comment because I as soon as I read it, I laughed. Let's see if you can find it.
There we are.
In celebration of Black History Month?
Yes, keep going.
We have Silk the Shocker. He's the first black man to ever consecutively lose the beat, find it, and somehow lose it again in every song that he was on. He was very unique.
That is the best way to describe Silk the Shocker.
Silk the Shocker raps to the beat of his own drum.
Literally, not the beat of the song. He will find the beat, lose the beat, somehow find it again, and lose it again all in one bar.
You want to know how I found Silk the Shocker? Quick story.
Please.
I used to work at a grocery store when I was in high school, right? And I was outside getting buggies, carts, whatever part of the world you're from, depending on what you call them. But I was outside getting buggies one night.
They stuck that album under somebody's windshield wiper, I bet.
No, dude, I found this fucking CD, ran over in the parking lot, flipped upside down, right? I found a Silk the Shocker CD. Charge it to the game, right?
Yeah, it charged that shit right to the game.
I took it. I stuck it in my back pocket. I was like, oh, shit. I stuck it in my back pocket. I took it inside when I cleaned bathrooms that night. I went to the bathroom and washed it all up and cleaned. It was scratched all the fucking back. But I made it work, right? Like, I polished it with toothpaste and rubbed a lemon on. You know how you should do your CDs and shit back in the day.
Saddest. We didn't find out about toothpaste till later.
Yeah, so I got it to work. And I played this fucking CD till I couldn't till it skipped and wouldn't play anymore. I still own the fucking thing, but it's like in a hard case and fucking put up in my hall of fame of CDs and shit. But, yeah, dude, I love Silk the Shocker. That motherfucker can't rap worth a damn, but that son of a bitch has got a good tune, man. I love his shit. Man.
Hell yeah.
I love it.
You're going to kill one of his babies, and I'm going to make fun of him, too.
You're going to kill it just for the sake of killing it, but I still love Silk the Shocker.
I will say this. Song. It's a fun song.
Yeah. It's not everything he does is fun, though.
Yeah, it's fun, but it's not good.
Like I said, I don't think I've ever listened to Silk Shocker once that I can recall. So this is
you're gonna love this, Jody.
You're gonna love this.
You're gonna love it. All right, here we go. This is Silk the Shocker with "It Ain't My Fault."
Yes.
Governor,
it's almost midnight. D still wants to carry out the executions.
Of course. They must die tonight.
By what method, by the way?
Prime.
What's up, y'all?
It ain't my fault.
Oh, shit.
Shaka-house, it ain't my heard fault. We're going to get riding, riding, body, fault body. We're going to charge this one to the game.
Oh, I got the fucking edited version. God damn it.
I will say this.
What do you think?
Mystical's first verse is still not bad.
No.
Mystical. He can rap.
If you need a second, you can grab the other one just for content, for video's sake. We got a minute.
Yeah.
It's probably right next to the other one. Just got to type in unedited or dirty. That's what I do.
Yeah. That'll work. And, you know, Mystical's a solid rapper.
Is Mystical a solid rapper, Delvin? Because in my experience, he's like DMX light. Like, he's energy.
Yeah, he's down he's a south.
A lot of energy, man.
DMX. But yeah. DMX has substance, lyrics, and it's kind of scary. Mystical's not any of those things. And he was convicted of rape. So there you go.
Yeah. Damn, man. Shake Ass is a fucking bop. Like, I don't
it hate is.
Mr. Cow. He's not great.
He's not.
It's pretty ironic. I wish I hadn't seen the video because these guys are, the irony is fucking dripping.
No, we can play the main one because the other video don't have the actual music video. They're just audio tracks. It's all good.
Okay.
No, see, the thing about Mystical was, though, I like Mystical more than I like Silk. He has a song. I can't remember the name of the album. But he has a song on one of his albums that talks about how his sister got murdered.
Yes, I remember that song.
I don't remember the name of it right off, but it was a great fucking song. And this man stood on business for his fucking sister through this whole fucking song, right? So that made me respect a man a little bit. You know what I mean? As far as like family and, you know, rapping for a specific reason for his shit, you know what I mean? All this. So when that motherfucker got arrested for rape, I was like, man, come on.
It hurt bad,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it kind of kicked me in the dick a little bit. I was like, dang, Mystical shit.
So, like, I grew up with the pop where he was doing, like, Shake Your Ass and fucking yeah. Danger. Yeah. Danger! I love Mr. Cal at the time.
Yeah.
And it's, like, one of those things, like you say, like, I heard him trying to make a comeback with Cash Money. He came back around and he was trying to come in with, like, the new wave of Young Money fucking whatever the fuck was going on over there.
Yeah.
And then he just disappeared because of all the rape and stuff. So,
yeah.
Mr. Cow rapes, guys. I don't know. That's exhibit A. Yeah.
See, I always thought Silk had a stutter or something, and that's why he had to rap fast to get his words out, because the way his cadence made it sound.
I don't think
like
there was words. The only thing I heard in that whole thing was "It ain't my fault," and I heard it like 15
wait
times.
Till you get to Silk the Shocker's verse.
Yeah.
And the craziest thing about Silk the Shocker is, if you hear Silk the Shocker talk. Like regular, as opposed
sure
to like him rapping,
yep,
it is a vast difference.
It's hard for me to have fun like making fun of Mystical right now because he's a convicted rapist, but like having a conversation with Mystical must be something, because like DMX couldn't really turn it off either, and that's why I think that he reminds me of that, because DMX, it didn't matter if you were talking to him or whatever, he's like, what? You know, he kind of had that energy, and I just feel like Mystical walking into a Wendy's or some shit and be like, yeah, can I take your order? Thanks for choosing Wendy's. And he's just like,
I need a double stack right now. And give me nuggets, too.
Yeah, man.
Give me a frosty, motherfucker. Don't make me shoot you. Like,
right. He doesn't have normal conversations, so he's hot sauce on any fucking song that you bring him into. So this is gonna
play. Yeah, I loved his energy back in the day, though. Like everything that he was on, he made it better.
I can separate the man from the fucking the rape charges. I like Mystical. I just want to say, like, I disavow. I'm sad and I'm upset that he did what he did. He deserves to be in prison, but Mr. Cow kind of fucks.
Yeah, it's he's got R. Kelly syndrome. You want to like him because his music's great, but he's a rapist. You know, he pees on people. Yeah.
This song sucks. Mr. Cow's awesome, even though he rapes.
There you go.
All right, here we go. This is a cheap ass video.
Yeah.
We don't die. We keep going. Increase the voltage.
We can't stop. We can't stop.
He starts rapping faster. We don't die.
We don't die. They want to start something. They know and they can't finish. My boys want a little war, but they know and they ain't winning. I'm going to jump like a second line. I've been riding. I've been riding to the door. I'm a second line. No, they can't cry next. Don't check the respect the time. Y'all want to play, but I guarantee you.
That motherfucker looks like Marlon Wayans to me, too. He always looked like Marlon Wayans.
The beat has not changed since the song started, but he has rapped to the same beat four different ways. None of the motherfuckers was on beat. How is that possible?
Sounds like he had an echo of himself.
It's like he was trying to catch the beat and then got lost while trying to catch the beat and then turned the corner.
You make a good point by the way this man talks in his everyday life as opposed to how he raps. Because when you hear him rap like that, you expect him to be like fucking sporadic and stuttery. You know what I mean? Like can't get his fucking thoughts out because he's talking too goddamn fast. He don't sound nothing like that.
He talks like a person with a college degree. Yeah. It's so weird. And the way he's rapping right now is utterly ridiculous. It's like no one taught him. It's like someone tried to teach him how to rap, but the person who tried to teach him how to rap was retarded.
Oh, yeah.
So they didn't know how to rap? Like they have,
he's a method rapper, so this is his Joker moment where he's just like, I'm going to be Silk the Shocker where I rap retarded.
Like someone who had like a speech impediment tried to teach him how to rap.
Yeah.
And Silk the Shocker did not understand this person had a speech impediment, so just started rapping exactly like him.
I could do that.
I always thought he had a stutter.
No, or
something like when I first found that charger to the game CD, everybody on No Limit had their own little shtick and their own little way of rapping or their own little thing. You know what I mean? Like Mr. Cow
stand out from the pack. I think that's why Mr. Cow yelled like he did because it
that's what I'm saying. Like everybody had their own little shtick and way of rapping, and they had their own little character that they played in No Limit. Everybody, sure. All of them.
Oh, they're like Blackstreet Boys. Oh.
What is it, Delvin?
Red, I appreciate this.
You guys are going to give me anything for Blackstreet Boys? That's fucking hilarious.
Absolutely not.
Fuck you both. There's Joey Fatone and Nick Carter and the fat one and the old one, and they all have their own thing.
Wasn't there already a Blackstreet, though?
There was a Blackstreet.
Blackstreet did No Diggity, you cocksucker. Yeah. I'm saying. No Limit Soldiers were like black boy brands. Now we got Pretty Ricky later on, but at this point, they're the Blackstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Trademark. I'm going to put it on a t-shirt now because you guys, I hope everybody fell out of their chairs laughing.
Red.
Yes.
Silk the Shocker raps like Six Wheels, but Six Wheels actually has a learning disability.
Yes.
Yes.
The homie Six Wheels is actually in a wheelchair. So what Six Wheels doing is actually impressive, while Super Shocker is not impressive at all.
Wow. That's a good point. That's a really valid point, Delvin.
If Super Shocker was in a wheelchair, I'd probably give him some slack. But he's not.
Yeah. If this was Stephen Hawking doing this, it'd be a different story.
If Super Shocker had Bell's palsy, I'd be like, all right, I get it. But he doesn't.
So I guess my point is, this is like if AJ and Kevin left the band, you know, and like Justin and David and all the others, they left, and this is just
still trying to hang on, Delvin.
Yes, he wants this Blackstreet Boys to work.
I wanted to work right now. If we get Diddy on board, but he's probably going to have sex with him first.
Well, that's true.
All right, here we go. This is Lawnmower Man moment right here.
Yes.
He doesn't believe in periods. He's a run-on rapper.
That was good.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. As we get further and further in the song, he actually got worse.
Yeah, he picked it up. He's lost it. He's picked it up, and now he's lost it again.
Damn.
Just like the comment said.
And then the amazing thing about it is, it's like, it's so hard for him. It's very difficult to be this bad at rapping. But then he just figures, I'm not. It's like it takes actual skill to be this horrible at rapping.
Yeah, you have to learn how to suck this bad.
Yes, and then on top of that, I don't think he's even rhyming. He's like rhyming the same word with the same word.
I think he's rhyming every other line. I think. It's not like
you guys.
Well, I mean, it's not like he's rapping every ending word or whatever, like you're supposed to, or whatever it is. But I think he's rhyming like every other line.
He is a rapping haiku. That shit doesn't make any sense. It's just not finishing sentences, starting and stopping.
He probably writes it down like that, so he just he raps it the way he writes it down. There's no punctuation, no anything.
This is terrible.
All right, here's some more.
Like a clown, so watch what you talk. Stop now. We can't stop. You can't stop. So don't try. We're two soldiers. If we don't die, we don't die. We don't die. We can't stop now. We can't stop. You can't stop. So don't try. We're two soldiers. If we don't die, we don't die. We don't die. We can't stop now.
This is where it gets boring.
Pause. Yeah. Listen, I understand that they're shooting a music video, but I'm trying to figure out which playground they stole that fucking jungle gym from.
You know what it looks like, Jody? You'll appreciate this.
It looks like they took a jungle gym from a local playground and they duct taped a bunch of fluorescent lights to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what it reminds me of?
What?
Remember the fantastic video, California Love, Tupac?
Thunderdome?
Yeah. The Thunderdome. It's like they were like, we're going to do the Thunderdome, except a lot cheaper. like we're going to make the Thunderdome, but like on Wish.
Yeah.
Damn, this is a Temu Thunderdome right here. One box that costs you $27.95. Bring your own zip ties.
Yes.
Damn. All right, we're going to wrap it up here. There's like 25 more seconds left.
Yep.
We don't die. We don't die. So stop now. You can't stop. You can't stop. Don't try me with you. So if we don't die, we don't die. We don't die.
Don't blame me. It ain't my fault.
Yes.
It is kind of his fault. Yeah. So
it's exactly kind of your fault.
All of that was your fault. So
literally,
all of that.
Every bit of it.
God damn it, man. It was fun. It wasn't the worst rap I've ever heard. I think mine is worse from a rap standpoint because it probably came from people like this, because you assume some people are so fucking bad that they do it on purpose. Like, it's a bit, right?
Okay. I'm excited to hear this song now.
Delvin's So Delvin's a little bit older. Like, where were you at with the trap music stuff? You were probably like mid-20s by then, right?
Yeah,
I was there since the beginning.
Yeah, I was kind of like, because, you know, all that stuff kind of started in the South. You know, you had the Miami bass. And I was like, when the Miami bass started.
True. You got Trick Daddy and stuff like that.
Yeah, we had Trick Daddy and 95 South and
Outcast.
That's just the count of the beginning, because even like, you know, in 86, 87, we had Two Live Crew. Yep. I was like 7 years old during that. And, you know, as time went on, you know, we had Trick Daddy. We had JT Money, which a little bit before Trick Daddy, you know, kind of watched it from
Pastor Troy.
Yeah. All that stuff. Even if you want to go to a Shilt the Shocker and No Limit. That was kind of an era.
Yeah. Damn, dude. You got Pitbull, too. I remember when Pitbull used to say that word and rap. It was fun, man.
I remember going to the studio a couple of times, and Pitbull was there.
I've heard it. It sounds weird. Pitbull used to rap like a motherfucker. It was pretty great. I bought that for rap. The Money is a Major Issue album. I had that fucking album.
Yeah, Pitbull can actually rap. Yeah. People forget
that. Now he's Mr. International. We need to talk about Pitbull. We can get into that another time, another place.
Yes.
I did not bring Pitbull, but I brought somebody just about as annoying.
Okay. Does he say Dale?
No. He doesn't speak a lick of Spanish, but
unfortunately,
everybody, even to this day, like in my age range, there's certain like rules. There's rules of life.
Right.
Yes.
I'm going to say this one to you, Delvin, and I know you're going to know the correct answer, so help me out. The other day, I went to a stop. There was a man there who ordered tires. I got to get a signature. I said, hey, buddy, I need your name. He said, okay, Mike. I go, cool. First name, Mike. What's your last name? He goes, Jones. I go, Jones. And I said, Mike Jones? Who?
Who?
And he looked at me. And who is the proper response? When somebody says Mike Jones, to this day, if I hear the name Mike Jones, it's my goddamn God-given responsibility to respond with who. Because subliminal messaging in the early 2000s with fucking gangster rap trap music involved a lot of repetition. And Mike Jones was known throughout the land as being the guy who, when you hear Mike Jones, you say who. We had a basketball player on our fucking team at the time. His name was Michael Jones. So when he came through the fucking thing, they played Mike Jones and they said, who Mike Jones? Who Mike Jones?
And then you have to say, of course, 281-330-8004, which is his phone number.
That's not how you're supposed to say it. You go 281-330-8004.
There you go.
Hit my nose up on the low. Everybody know Mike Jones.
Johnny remembers it.
So Mike Jones is not lost on me. I enjoyed the first round of Mike Jones like everybody else did when fucking Steel Tippin' came out and Mike Jones was in that shit. Mm, I got into Mike Jones. My first Mike Jones song was called Dick Don't Fail Me Now. That was the first one I ever heard. And he even did it in a slow song. They would be like, Dick Don't Fail Me Now, Mike Jones. Gotta turn shorty out, Mike Jones. Like, he just kept doing it through the whole fucking song. So I knew the bit. It finally went away after Go to Church. They talked about it in there. They didn't like the fact that Mike Jones just came in, said his name a bunch, and made a fucking $1 million and all that shit.
That was great, though. That era of rap was so much fun. That Swisher House era of Mike Jones, Slim Thug, Paul Wall.
Fantastic. Paul Wall. All those things. Lil Kiki. Like, there was a big boom in Houston rap, and fucking it was fantastic. But Mike Jones was kind of a flash in the pan because he did mixtapes, right? Then he got the Mike Jones album.
Yeah.
That was his big break. That had all it had. Fuck. Hang on. I know back then was like his big hit song, I think.
Yes.
Fucking Flossin' was another one. Mike Jones and Big Pokey, maybe? No, not Big Pokey. I forget. Anyway, Mike Jones seemed to be the face of the Swisher House movement for the most part. He was the namesake. He was the dude that seemed to be calling shots. Well, Swisher House kind of came and went, and then Mike Jones went into the next stage of his life. He formed his own production company, recording car artist, fucking shit like that. Swisher House kind of went away, you know, as they all disbanded. Mike Jones put out a new album. I remember when this happened. I was like, oh shit, ain't heard from Mike Jones in a while. I want to see what the fuck's going on with Mike Jones. And he put out a song called Mr. Jones. That's not to be confused with the Counting Crows song, Mr. Jones. That one, that's can be a very annoying song too. This is going to be 25 times more annoying than Mr. Jones if you don't like that song.
Mm. Okay.
Right. Okay. So this is his attempt, I guess, after trying to produce music himself. And I don't know if they let him have the fucking... Now, hopefully this isn't edited, because if it is, I'll just have to fill in the curse words, maybe.
Okay.
You might have to check it.
I don't remember the song,
by the way. Joven, you might have to fill in a couple for me. I'll tell you when to say it.
Yeah, I don't know if I remember this one or not.
So this was after all of his hype. This is his first like venture out into producing his own shit as being the boss and whatnot.
Yeah.
This album flopped. This song is a fucking nightmare. But it has a couple redeeming factors. One of which, it makes me laugh that in this song, Mike Jones laughs like Tickle Me Elmo. Now, classically, David Banner laughs like Tickle Me Elmo. It's a fucking thing that gets used in rap songs and stuff. It's his little gimmick. Mike Jones laughs like Mike Jones laughing like Elmo, is my point. Oh. So, and imagine your head right now, Mike Jones, what he would sound like if he laughed like a Tickle Me Elmo. Yeah. You're going to hear that a bunch in this, and I want you just remember that's not the redeeming quality for this. This is terrible. The Elmo laugh is just a fucking a little treat on top for this pile of dog shit.
Okay.
All right, Red, here we go.
Come on, baby.
Mike Jones and Mr. Jones.
Get used to it. Here it comes. You can ride
day long, another Mike Diesel production. Mike Jones. But you'll never catch Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones. He's got a to go back home.
He said shit twice and rhymed it, guys. Sorry. The shit that I'm living, the shit that's real. This, so this is him saying, I made it, mama. This is his redemption arc. And I'm look at that face. He looks sad, like when Daniel Cormier got beat up by John Jones.
He sounds like this is his attempt to be taken serious as a rapper.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the other song was like kind of a gimmick. It's like,
yeah, absolutely. He's been a great feature. Yes. He's done on a three-person collab. It's nice. You have Mike Jones right in the middle to kind of smooth the shit out for a minute or so, and then you let the other people shine. That's Mike Jones' fucking gimmick.
Now it's kind of like, ah, no, you can take me serious. I'm going to start actually rapping and spitting. Like, all right, it's okay. But I wouldn't, like, buy this. Like, all right.
This music is horribly repetitive. There's fucking random sounds. Like, I don't know if you guys are hearing everything. There was a truck horn in there a couple times.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was for. Sound like a goddamn Freightliner.
Very generic.
It's mixed so poorly. Like, this one, at least, they've got everything kind of balanced right. The album version, the music and the drops and the noises and all the shit is, like, two notches higher than the words. So as you're listening to this, it's just blowing your fucking ears out with all the little extra shit, and then you hear him go, ha, 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 ha.
I will say this to give him a little bit of credit. Not much.
Oh, shit.
At least he is on beat. to his credit, he is actually on beat. That's about
it's
it.
Not really. I mean, it's...
It's boring, though.
Look, it trap is music boring. Is just overproduced gangster music. This is a symphony, like a violin chorus thing, whatever the fuck it is, looped. It just does that over and over again, and they sprinkle shit on top of it. There's nothing. But
Mike Jones has a signature cadence to the way he raps, though. You know what I mean?
he has a signature way that he raps. So he does. He tries to do anything serious or whether it's his gimmick shit, it all sounds the same.
Well, his voice sounds the same. There, he's coming back. I saw this not so long ago. They're going to do a Swish a House tour. Slim Thug, Paul Wall, Mike Jones. Mike Jones sounds exactly the same as he used to. He's just, he looks 20 years
older. That's his thing. That's what I mean. But he's just got that signature cadence to where he can't really try to do anything serious because it sounds like his gimmicky shit. But then when you hear his gimmicky shit after listening to his serious attempt at rap, it sounds like the gimmicky shit. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
it's kind of hard. I mean, at least Silk the Shocker, when you hear that shit, you know that's Silk the Shocker. You know what I mean? Yeah. That motherfucker's going to fuck a beat up and everything.
No.
Mike Jones just, he has that where he can't get away from sounding like one thing. Yeah. You know, I guess that goes for Silk the Shocker too, I guess.
Yeah,
because they have their own sound and their own gimmicky way of rapping or what. Yeah,
you want to stand out in the super group. So yeah. Mike Jones's special ability is he said his name a lot and he rhymed. Listening to this song, I don't have the lyrics in front of me. I imagine that it just looks like when you have to type a book report and you double space it. He's just saying a line and then repeating it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
There's no real this song is so far has been three sentences.
Yeah.
So play a little more, get you the first chorus line, and then you hear him get all upset in the second part because then he's like, I made it. By God, I'm the fucking king of the hill.
I appreciate that both our songs are exactly 3 minutes and 47 seconds.
It's pretty good.
Huh. What a clinky dink.
Yeah, if you add them together, it's never mind. I'm gonna
Nope.
All right. Here we go. Somebody out there, Jamingo probably got that joke. Good job, Jamingo. He's giggling.
I'm living that for real. I left a call later. Tell me how you feel. Diamonds on my teeth and put them on my phantom grills.
You can buy all day long.
Pause it. Mike Jones might be retarded, guys. So that's why it makes me feel bad. He might actually have like a touch of the downs. Now that I'm looking at him, like I've never really got a good long look at Mike Jones.
His eyes are too far apart. He's getting that Ice Spice look to it.
So let me ask this question then.
His eyes are a little too far apart.
Let me ask this question. Which is worse? Being actually retarded like Mike Jones may be, or rapping retarded like Shocker does?
Damn. I mean, Mike Jones is like doing his best, I guess. So you can't be mad at him.
This is the Special Olympics of rap music, is what this is.
Can Silk the Shocker be arrested for pretending to be retarded?
impersonating a retard.
Oh, yeah. Silk the Shocker showed up in Tard Face.
Yes. Like, I feel like he's playing with the mentally challenged right in their face. Like, nah. You don't talk like that, Silk.
Damn. All right, here we go.
I gotta tell you. Stop real quick.
This is mixed horribly, Jody.
Yeah, they had to.
Yes, it is.
Bleeped out shotgun. I guess we got to a point where you can't even say shotgun. He's got a shotgun, yeah. So go back home. Who?
I gotta tell you. This chorus is fucking awful.
It's really bad. Like,
it's really bad.
It's one of those things where Mike Jones can't rap worth a fuck, but it actually makes his bars in between sound pretty good because the chorus sucks so bad.
And it feels like the chorus has been going on forever.
It takes a minute almost.
It sounds like he went to the projects and gathered up all the nappy-headed little black girls with the plastic berets in their hair to sing the fucking chorus.
Yeah, dude. No, he just waited till he was at church on Sunday. Mike Jones, a good Christian boy. Well, whoa, man. Christian man, it's a vow.
Yeah. hope he's paying these young ladies some good money because this is fucking awful.
Do you hear the old Nokia ringtone in there too? That's pretty good.
Yeah. I must have missed that.
That's what I think made him famous, is like ringtones. This was the moment in time where they could charge you $1 a piece for them goddamn things.
Oh, well, this was the song that when you done the personalized voicemail message and you played the music and the shit and you held the fucking music by your phone by the music and said, leave a message and call me back. This is the Mike Jones shit
you used to play. Also, you gotta listen for it again. When it comes back on the chorus line, the da-da-da-da-da-da, like it's a Nokia brick phone fucking
number tone.
Sounds.
Okay. All right, here we go.
I used to get this by the chicks in the club. And they wanna rub my belly, wanna show your boss some love. They see me iced up, they be like, what's up? Try to jack me if you wanna, I'ma leave you.
All right, I have to say that was a cool video effect in the fucking chain thing. That was pretty cool.
Erroneous, the video should not affect the goodness or badness of this rap song, sir.
I mean, it doesn't, but we are watching the fucking video, so I gotta say something about it, Jody.
Close your eyes, Red, and listen. Turn your goddamn chair around. You don't get to watch any more of the video. Biased.
Hey, look, I'm a neutral party in this, remember?
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you're enjoying the video.
I enjoy both of these. I told you all that shit in the beginning.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know this song as well as I know the Silk the Shocker song, but this has got an entertainment factor. The video does, just like the Silk the Shocker does.
Yeah.
Know about that.
So
we got to go back to not doing video. All inside your fucking ear. Cause let me tell you something. 16-year-old me, when I bought this fucking album,
yeah,
I put that shit in my dashboard, rickety fucking Chrysler LeBaron CD fucking 6x9 speakers. I was not impressed by the shit that came out.
Well, see, that's the thing. When I played that Silk the Shocker song CD for the first time, when I cleaned it up and put it in my car that night after I got off work, that shit had me hooked from the very beginning. And I never seen not one music video.
I liked Mike Jones up until this point. And I go, oh, no.
Whenever you see this fucking Ernest Goes to Jail music video they got going on right here.
Ernest Goes to Jail.
Mike Jones might be Black Ernest, now that you mentioned it. Just his career arc itself. He was beloved for a while, but then he just kind of died.
Back then, they didn't want him. Now they all on him. Then he's not hot. They don't want him again.
So how many albums did this dude put out before he fell off the face of the earth?
This is it. This was his monumental thing. I think I feel like there was something called like Presidential or some American Dream. Maybe that's the name of this album.
So you can say that Mike Jones was a one-hit wonder, even as popular as he was?
I can't name a lot of Mike Jones songs. I can name a couple where he featured, or like he was dropping Give Me 50. That was a Mike Jones song, I think, but it was also the Hurricane Chris guy. Hurricane.
Because Silk the Shocker had like 3 or 4 CDs come out back in the day, right? Off of No Limit, I think.
Oh, yeah, quite a few. He was a No Limit soldier. He was on a few out there.
Well, he was featured on a bunch of shit, but I'm saying like his own Silk the Shocker albums. I think he had like 3 or 4.
Yeah, but he was part of the group. I think it was True. He was part of True.
True, yeah.
So he was like, you know, he was.
This is probably a very even fight. It's just from two very, 10 years apart in music. Like they're kind of on the same level. This might turn out to be even.
Mm-hmm. Mike Jones had quite a few albums. He had Who Is Mike Jones? That's the one I think was the hit.
That's the big Boys, one.
First round draft picks, King of the Streets, Running the Game, Halfway to a Dream, Mandela, Thermoseal.
My point being, Delvin, is that Mike Jones has got a discography just as extensive as Silk the Shocker does.
He does.
Where they're just fucking around, probably, but they're big albums. This was the first one that he produced with Ice Age, which I guess is his company, which I don't think is a company anymore. I could be wrong. I don't check my facts.
Which I think Charge It to the Game. I think that was Silk's biggest album to date when it came out. Correct.
That was during No Limit's prime. So yes.
Yes.
And this song, the song Ain't My Fault, was during No Limit's prime as well.
So yeah. Oh yeah.
Doing their best. This is them. Yeah. in their element, giving you the best they got.
Yes.
A lot more evenly matched than you give it credit for, though. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, this turned out to be a neck and neck kind of episode here.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
All right. You didn't pre-plan this shit, did you?
Not at all. Play the last part. He's just going to do the fucking chorus again. I think there's, or he's going to say like two sentences and repeat it a bunch and then do the chorus. You guys have heard the whole song. Just listen for the fun parts now.
Okay. All right.
Ha ha ha. Got another white on white. I call it Big Bounce. You can buy all day long. Buy down, but you'll never catch Mr. Jones. He's got a gang, he's far too strong. I say, your friends know it.
All right, it's not Tickle Me Elmo, Jody.
What?
It's not Tickle Me Elmo that he sounds like. He sounds like the fucking Count from Sesame Street.
A little bit. Okay.
He sounds terrible.
I think in my, I knew it was a laugh that you hear a lot, and in my mind, right. I think it was like, like that shit. But he's yeah. You might be right.
All right, here we go.
Chasing the man, you can't see me,
baby.
So just walk away and let him be.
Mike Jones.
He's got a shine to go by.
I'll do that.
Oh, Mike Jones. Oh, Mike Jones.
I'm making it right. Having the movie on the way, baby.
That movie never came out.
Did you say that movie never came out?
Oh no, I bet there was a movie.
Oh shit. Oh man, I have to look this up now.
There's definitely an album, and this song was on it. So I'm curious. This is like his Chris Gaines album, except he just went away afterwards.
We gotta find the fucking Mike Jones movie now.
Oh shit.
Damn.
Oh,
it's called American Dream, I bet.
Let's see. I think it came out.
Oh no, that's a Patreon episode right there, guys.
That shit's gonna be on Pluto.
Let me see. I'm looking it up right now.
Gonna be on Tubi. What?
Mike Jones,
the American Tubi sounds Dream. Like a slur. You can just cause it. Got a couple Tubis running around.
You hear that, Jody? It is called the American Dream.
Yeah, sure.
And apparently it's on YouTube.
What it's probably like a documentary about Mike Jones. It's just them follow him around in Houston.
On the come up. Yeah, on the come up in Houston. That's all.
I'm looking it up right now what it says it is. Let's see.
Oh God.
Movie that chronicles Mike Jones' real life rise to fame as an aspiring rapper from the streets who finds his path in life through music in his hometown of Houston, Texas.
Yeah,
so no, it's kind of like Get Rich or Die Trying.
I was getting ready to say this is Mike Jones' Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yes, it came out in 2008.
Damn, that's about the right time. Look at it. So that whole thing. I don't hate Mike Jones.
I don't either.
It's a little annoying, but at this point, now that I know he's touched, I kind of go like, well, good for you, Mike Jones.
Yes.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
All right, we got 20 more seconds left.
Finish it off.
Yes.
Okay, that's it. Pause it.
Damn, Jake Paul, fucking Mike Jones, like he's getting ready to beat up Jake Paul.
So here's the thing, and I think Delvin and I talked about this. Me and Red had to have a discussion. I almost brought the chopped and screwed version of this song.
Okay.
Now, I felt like in my heart of hearts that would have been cheating. I feel like chopped and screwed is its own kind of genre thing. Like we've talked about shit being terrible on purpose and in the right context, if you're from Houston, maybe you're drinking the lean or you're on fucking some kind of opiate of your choice where you're dozing off, chopped and screwed music might sound awesome. I'm not a big fan of it, to be honest with you, because it sounds like when, like Red said, when you find a Silk the Shocker album in the parking lot and you put that shit in there and it skips every 10 seconds and jumps back. That's what it sounds like.
Yes, correct.
But I feel like Mike Jones, his gimmick was chopped and screwed. He was in that Swisha House and fucking DJ Screw and all that. So he got popular from that.
I would have been fine if you bought the Chopped and Screwed verse, by the way.
You would have been fine. And that's what I'm saying. I think Mike Jones might actually sound cooler chopped and screwed.
But that would have been way more obnoxious, though.
It would have taken twice as long, for sure.
But that is his, that's their thing, though.
Yeah.
It might be, but he already repeats the shit 9,000 times. So
it's slow and it's, listen.
Yeah.
We had a nice long conversation about screw music. And here's the thing, guys.
Yeah.
Screw music was created by DJ Screw in the late 90s, early 2000. He was a DJ from fucking, had been for 20 years. Real screwed music was a DJ trick. It's something where you play a track, you have two tracks playing at the same time, and you're able to scratch the fucking and keep pulling it back and start in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
When you do it digitally, which is where the Mike Jones and the Swisha House era was coming into, where we made that transition in music from like DJs to audio producers and people who, you know, can do different things. New wave chop and screw music sounds awful. It sounds like skipping music. Yeah. But if you listen to original, like me and Red did this, we did, what was it? Mimes Playing Tricks on Me.
Yep.
Ghetto
Boys, hard as fuck, too, boy.
It was pretty fucking great. Yeah. Because it was the real fucking song, and it was just an artist who put their hands on the goddamn vinyl and said, scritch it back to here, fucking crossfade, scritch it back, and was just manipulating the fucking song. There's a time and a place for screw music, but Mike Jones, that whole era, I'm glad that it fucking came and went, because it might be worse than mumble rap, in my opinion.
I wouldn't go that far, Jody.
Chopped and screwed music is a fucking, is a taste like a new age one.
It is, man.
I like this. I go, you're retarded. You're a retarded person.
Yeah, it is bad, but it's not as bad as mumble rap. I don't think.
21.
Well, I don't know.
Well, hot damn, fellas. That's going to be a tough one.
Made Our Cases is two terrible rap songs. Fucking figure out which one was the least fun. That's
what and see, it doesn't matter what I think, though, but I think that, you know, having liked both of these songs and having, you know, ties to one of these songs personally, I'm not going to be biased, but I think this is going to be a more closer episode. I think this
I fingered a gallon of Valero in my S10.
Yeah, dude, I got my blowjob from my first black girl listening to this shit.
Fuck yeah. See, that's what it is. You're biased, you piece of shit. That's
no, dude. Like, no, I'm not biased. I told you I had a deeper tie to the Shocker song, but they're both equally as shitty. The only thing I can say different in one than the other is that the Mike Jones song was mixed worse than the Silk the Shocker song. That's the only difference in this to me. As far as shittiness goes,
I will give my unbiased opinions.
Yes.
I think the Silk the Shocker song has worse raps in it. He's completely off beat. You can't find the beat.
Yeah.
But it's mixed better.
But Mystikal was there too.
Yes, that's a plus. The Mike Jones song.
Also, Mystikal rape. Mike Jones has never raped anybody, so I get it. That's a tough choice.
There's that part.
We don't want to let that influence the decision, but I feel like it influences the decision.
Yeah. The Mike Jones song, I think fundamentally, he's rapping fine, but it's boring as shit.
What?
Like, oh my God.
He sounds like somebody bonked him in the head with a big fucking mallet.
But he knows where the beat is at. He knows where to stop, where to start. So fundamentally, he is doing rap correctly.
They're fucking blowing an air.
But that whole song had like that whole song had like six lines in it though.
Yeah.
It's repetitive as shit. Had multiple different lines. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but all of them were wrong.
There's lots of kids, like problematic kids in the inner city and the ghettos, I'm sure, of Houston, Texas, that get sent to the special ed classes just because they're unruly or they don't listen or they fucking whatever. Mike Jones might have really been in special ed. Like, it needed the attention. That kind of, that makes me happy. Like, he's come a long fucking way. I wish he'd have done more with
the
exposure he was given.
You got to think, too, guys. These guys were on the same side of the country, too. Like, Houston's not that far away from New Orleans.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I've never heard any Mike Jones No Limit collabs or anything, but I feel like they were on the same wavelength as far as music that and shit goes.
Terrible problem.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, fucking Little John, Ice Cube, and Snoop Dogg chased Mike Jones out of town. That's what happened. They wrote the song Go to Church.
Yeah.
That was basically a shot across the bow. He even said it in that, in the lyrics. They said, "I ain't Mike Jones. Keep my name out your mouth. Mike Jones, bitch," or whatever. Yeah. And the moral of the story was, how did the fucking song go? When you realize your favorite rapper ain't got no nuts. That was one of the fucking things. It's people who act gangster, quote unquote.
Right.
And then they're not. I guess that was a hot topic.
I'm looking up if Mike Jones has a song with anybody from No Limit.
No. Please say it exists. Please.
It's going to be a review that says Mike Jones knows no limits.
The first thing that comes up when I Google Mike Jones.
It says who? Please, God, does it say who?
This is funny, but it's inadvertently funny.
Oh, fuck. I want to Google it.
I Googled Mike Jones, and the first thing came up is, did Mike Jones have a stroke?
Before or after the rap career.
Well, see, I had to click on it because they're talking about the wrestler, Virgil. Who's also named Mike Jones?
Who?
Virgil.
Who?
Who's also named Mike Jones? Keep it going.
Who?
Virgil, who's also named Mike Jones.
Oh, so there was two Mike Joneses?
Yes.
Joneses.
Two famous Mike Joneses.
Who? Who's on first?
You keep that up, Jody. This episode will never end.
That's the point of it.
I get it. Yeah. Silk the Shocker versus Mike Jones. That was a nice battle, Delvin. I'm curious.
It was fun.
Who were going to be more annoyed?
I will give you a funny thing about this.
Yes.
I had another Silk the Shocker song that I was going to come with that is far worse. It's far worse.
I need to know, Delvin.
But I said, I want to have fun today. So
he did ask me. He said, do you want this to be like torturous or do you want to have some fun? I go, I might will be kind of fun, I think. And he goes, we can have fun.
And this is the first time I've had two bad songs from the
same artist. We got a merciful Delvin Cox tonight. Yeah.
I'll pick the less bad one.
Well, thank you, sweet Dick Willie.
Well, there's always a token black guy, Ebony and Ivory episode at a later date that you can bring Silk the Shocker again.
I won't be here for that one. I've had enough Silk the Shocker. Thank you.
Yes. We'll probably bring in somebody else.
Yeah. Pat Oates.
There you go.
Oh, God.
His jokes will be way better.
Probably not.
Pat Oates is probably going to say Backstreet Boys, just so you know. Like, he's funnier than me. I'll give him that. Pat Oates would not have let Backstreet Boys slip. He would have said,
you know what? If Pat Oates says Backstreet Boys, I'm gonna boo the fuck out of Pat Oates
on this. Boo this man! Boo this man!
On this podcast!
God damn it! What was the one? What was the one that he said on the show, Red? That fucking got me. It was
Macklemore
Music.
What is it?
Was it Hawthorne Heights? No. Hood Charlotte. He said Hood Charlotte.
Hood Charlotte. Yeah.
God damn it! That was some good shit.
Yeah, the last episode of Let's Deal with Him Alone, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was
pretty funny. That's a funny dude. But yeah, that's about it, man. I like having the battle thing though, because that takes all the pressure off of me and having to do homework and find a song to go up against something that you guys have brought. So
yeah,
I think the battle aspect of this is pretty damn fun.
I agree.
Yeah.
So. Everybody listening, if you think that Silk the Shocker had the worst song, vote for that one. If not, Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones. You guys got anything you want to plug before we wrap it up?
Look at Teresa, you little sexy white girl. Next time I come on this goddamn podcast and your white ass ain't here, we are going to have a motherfucking problem. You motherfucking understand me, you little sexy little trinket.
Shit. Damn. Giving her the fucking business.
Goddamn right.
Dang.
Maybe Teresa can come back and have battle with rap jams, but she's going to bring like some fucking gorilla music cover. Death yeah, metal. Right. Fucking right. Snoop Dogg. Or
yeah, goth cover of Warren G's Regulators or some stupid shit.
That might actually piss me off.
Right.
A cover of Regulators that's unregulated. I'm going to
Yeah, not you're not the only one that misses Teresa.
I miss Teresa. Teresa, you're the best. Yeah. We love you.
We love you, T.
I love Warren G. Regulator's a great song.
That's you asked him if he had anybody he wanted to plug. He said, "Yeah, Teresa."
Yeah, right. That's the answer.
Hey, right.
Hey.
Jody, do you have anything you want to plug, buddy?
D. Snyder.
Yeah, also. Listen to Hard Answers on the Delvin Cox Experience Patreon. You'll get to hear stories about the time I fucked D. Snyder.
All right.
It's a good time.
I gotta tune into that one. That sounds like a good story.
I'm proud of all my decisions, Red, but in life, sometimes you're handed options and you take them.
Fuck D. Snyder.
Yeah.
Fuck D. Snyder.
Hey, as long as the
picture, because he was okay with it, Red. I said, I fucked this gal. She looked like D. Snyder, like now.
Right.
And he was like, okay. And I go, I don't think you understand. Like, look up D. Snyder, look up a picture. It's to be like, I understand it could be a random white that you just don't keep a visual head image of. And so he did it. And I said, like that one right there. And he goes, oh.
I remember D. Snyder very well.
Yeah.
I think he was on a TV show.
He was. Real life
some shit. That's what I remember him from. So when he said,
he also directed a couple weird ass horror movies.
Hell yeah!
Oh, he did. I didn't know that.
He did. Yeah, like some David Lynch type shit. Yeah.
Okay.
D. Snyder got into some movie directing for a little while.
So yeah, I talked about that story on Hard Answers on his Patreon. Go to www.biobidet.com. Use promo code PoBoys. Clean your booty hole like a champion.
Mm-hmm.
You still have a fine bidet product. The summertime's coming. You need to rinse that thing off if you want to get your lady, guy, friend, somebody.
You know, the warm water feels good. You know what I mean? Like in the bidet, but when it's summertime. Like
somebody peeing your butthole clean.
When it's a summertime and you got a severe case of swamp ass and you come inside after that hard day of work shit and you want to clean your asshole, that cold water bidet feels pretty damn good too.
There you go.
It's like putting your butthole on a drinking fountain.
Right.
Yeah. A whites only drinking fountain, you know? You get right in there.
You're not supposed to drink water anymore, by the way.
We're not?
No.
Why?
You have to listen to Hard Ass to find the answer to that.
Okay.
Man's constantly plugging the Patreon.
All right.
Well, make sure to go over to patreon.com/SSOTW. Subscribe to the Patreon for only $5 in that shitbox tier. You get hours and hours of content and interviews and album reviews and hidden track for these episodes and all kinds of shit. We haven't put anything up for a while. Life's happened. We've been kind of slack, but we're getting ready to crank it back up and get things going again. The video episodes might be going away, but we'll make up for it for lots of extra.
I'll tell you what. What we'll do is we'll put Red's Netflix information on Patreon. So all the patrons can sign up to Red's Netflix account.
Yeah, the only lucky two that'll get it, because I hear that you're not supposed to share your shit anymore. They'll shut it down.
They will charge you for that.
Yeah. My Netflix sucks anyway. It recommends the dumbest shit.
$20, we'll put up Red's Pornhub account.
God damn it.
Hey, we're gonna make this Patreon grow, baby.
We gotta make it work somehow. We gotta pay the bills. It's it by any means necessary, Devin. Yes.
If you give $50, we'll just put up Red. Just be on there short and dick to everyone.
Yeah.
Call it the Red tier.
Man, I'll just send you dick pics and awkward angles that don't make no sense.
Every month.
Just get every month. Every month. Just in a random, stupid ass pose.
Yes.
Can we call the service Redbox? We're not going to be needing that anymore soon. Hey. I think they're going out of business.
Yeah, maybe. It might be copyright. I don't know. We'll see. Hell yeah. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you coming on and hanging out and doing the little battle of the rap music. Ebony and Ivory episode of Shitty Song of the Week. I appreciate it, guys.
Yep. Wrap it up, homie.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm Red.
I'm Jody B.
I'm Black.
Hello, Black. Goodbye.
I'm Delvin. We're out.
Later.
We should have done Black Street Boys. Fuck, let's do it again.
we're the Black Street Boys, guys.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's a clean cut. You're welcome.
Again, brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame.